Kia ora, everyone. Ngā mihi nui. I thought I would start with the karakia that all of you would know, and it seemed when I was thinking about it last night, an appropriate one for this morning, given the travails of the weather over the last 2 days, 3 days, for us on the board. Whakatakatahau ki te uru, whakatakatahau ki te tonga, kia taratara ki tai, kia matarakara ki uta. E hiaka ana te atakura, he tio, he huka, he hauhu ti hei mauri ora. And for those of you who don't know the words, and I'm sure most of you do, it simply says, let the winds from the south cease. And that was good. Let the winds from the west cease. Let the breezes blow over the land. Let the breezes blow over the ocean. Let the red-tipped dawn come, and the touch of frost and the promise of a glorious day. And the glorious day really is a metaphor for not the weather, but for the day that we're going to have ahead. So kia ora tātou. For those people who have just arrived, nau mai, haere mai. There's at least one person that I should acknowledge, because he features in a lot of the literature, and I have known him for a few years, 20 or so. I just want to acknowledge the work of Ken Daniels. So kia ora, Ken. Ngā mihi ki te whānau, kua hui mai nei tēnei rā. Ki e tau te rangi Māriei, ki runga. I e tātou me te tumanako, ki ako tika, he oranga mō tātou katoa. So everybody, what I've just said is welcome to all of you gathered here today, and let there be a warmth of communication between us and among us, so that we all may move forward and learn together. So kia ora tātou. Ngā waiata, e hara.
Tēnā koe. E te rangatira e te kaumātua e koe e Jim Mangum, me nui kia koe e pāna ki tō tautokotanga ki tātanei hui huinga i roto tēnei whare hui. I roto tēnei whare manaaki a tātou i tēnei rangi, i roto i nā kaupapa tātou. Kai te mea tu kia koutou a tātou katoa ko eke mai ki tēnei o tātanei hui huinga. Te huri tau o tātou, rima tukau. Kei te hare ko tātou, ko tai mai, ki te wakarongo, ki te mātakitaki, ki ngā pakeke kaumātua kuia o tātou nei rōpū, tēnei te rangi ki te maumaharai. I take this opportunity to thank Jim Anglin for welcoming us on behalf of mana whenua, tangata whenua. And that's very honouring and well appreciated. Jim has been kaumātua on our board alongside our board members, and particularly in support of Jane and all of us, really. He's been quite a wise and thought-provoking member. Today, we need to be inspired from the blast from the past, and all those who are on our panels today, we need to be inspired and going forward. We are stronger together. We need to hold on to the strength which is social workers supporting social workers. You know, we make an awesome contribution to our nation and to our communities. Our communities know us, and we know our communities. And we need to be a voice for those who are silent in our community, who can't speak for themselves. You know, we all have an opportunity to make a difference in whatever humble role we have in our organisations, in our iwi, in our communities. I'm inspired by you all, actually. I really, in the last, particularly yesterday, really, really inspired by the range of skills and attributes and abilities and experience and knowledge that abounds in our association. And my wero to us all is, what can we do for our association? What can we do locally and even regionally, let alone nationally and internationally? That, for us, we're only a little small nation at the bottom of the world, but let us continue to punch above our weight. You know, we need to do that. We have many challenges ahead of us in the future to pave the way for the future generations. We have so many challenges ahead of us that one of the things that was requested of us as a board was to meet with the Social Justice Committee. And I'm inspired by that group, that Waputh, who considers the issues of the day, and there are many issues. And so we will be asking you to tell us what you think our top priorities need to be in being that voice for people, for our families that are in need and hurting in our communities. I think we have, and particularly in my role as president, to consider what are those things that we can do over the next couple of years, and growing our membership and making our membership strong, and being proud of our association and everything that our association stands for and all the benefits that are there. Every one of you should be champions for our association. And you are. You've turned up. You've come. And you're still here. It's important that we champion our association. We lead the profession. You lead the profession. We all lead the profession. And we do need to partner with our regulators. that's important. But, you know, I remember a time before, and it will come, and it is, it's just, we're on the cusp of mandatory registration, but, you know, in my community, our community and our people held us accountable. But the government sticks okay. I'm sure they're in there somewhere to keep us accountable as well. I'm sure they certainly have that well. And they have an act which guides them. But let us be inspired by each other today. And from what we are about to see and hear, and by our inspirations that we take from today, we take forth into the new year, 2015, that we take forward and out to our other members and other social workers who aren't in the association. I find that totally hard to accept and disbelieving that there are a couple of thousand of our social workers who aren't in ANZASW. And so we've got to tell them the benefits and tell them why they need to be. And we've got to tell the employers, this is why you need to have your members in ASW, ANZASW, and blah, blah, blah. It's only morning as well. and all the benefits for them, for the organisations that employ us. We got to trumpet that and give them belief that ANZASW is an awesome organisation for all their awesome workers to belong to, because they will be supported. Kia ora tātou. Koina. Simple, eh? That's a simple message. Bit beleaguered, but hey. I now hand over to the organising committee, who will do their welcome and acknowledgements and pānui. Oh, one final pānui from me. Māori caucus, meet lunchtime, working lunch. Kia ora tātou.
Kia ora tātou. Nau mai, hara mai. For those of you who are here for the first time to take part in this event, welcome, welcome, welcome. And for those of you who had opportunities to be here yesterday and take part in the awesome workshops that were run, I hope you, like me, were inspired and refired and ready to go and do your mahi with vim and vigour. I don't have much more to say other than I've really enjoyed reconnecting with those I haven't seen for a long time, and also in just seeing smiles on people's faces coming out of the workshops yesterday was really good. It was worth all the hard work, and so without you it wouldn't have been the event it has been. So look forward to a great day today and hope you enjoy it also. Kia ora.
Kia ora, te loa and welcome. Yesterday there wasn't the recognition that Bella and I are a pair, but we are one as the co-chairs of the C50 team. So it's good that we get the chance to do it today and stand together for the strength of ANZASW. Today is about the past, yesterday was about the present and the future, and I think for everybody who sits in this room who's going to have that experience over these 2 days, I think it's going to be stunning. So I will reiterate, welcome, welcome, and it's going to be a great day, and Karen is going to keep us in control, and I'm going to pass the mic to Karen, who's our MC for the day.
Kia ora koutou, welcome everyone again, and please can you take note of your emergency exit? And for those of you that are new, there's a sign on the door just over there about toilets, and they're just out and up the stairs or just around the corner, so I just thought I'd better do the main important caring for ourselves. But oh, and turn off your phones. Well, have them silent because we are being recorded. So those of you that are talking today up on the panels, you'll see a microphone up here, and up here. And We tested them all, and it's all ready to go. I'm going to move us on into the next activity, which is the roll call. Now, I'm going to call out decades, and the decade that you joined the association, would you please stand up? So I'll start with the decade from 1964 to 1973. If you joined the association, please stand up. Could you please stand up again? Apparently we're having photographs. So that was the practice. So 1964 to 1973. Thank you very much. The next decade is 1974 to 1983. If you join the association then, please stand up. And you can smile. Our next decade is 1984 to 1993. Please stand up and smile. Our next decade is 1994 to 2003. Please stand up and smile. And our final decade is 2004 to 2013. Please stand up and smile. Thank you, everyone. I now want to call on Mary Nash to explain something for me.
Well, I'm glad he's not my boss anymore. Kia ora tātou. We're introducing Merv Hancock's greetings to the session. And the reason Kieran wants me to explain something is to explain that I'm no technocratic bunny. And we didn't have time to edit the video. Actually, I didn't know it could be edited until my granddaughter told me it could be. So please forgive the very human aspect. Merv and I, at the end of it, turned to each other and we said, we're only human, and they're social workers, they'll understand. And at the very end, after quite a while, he said, could you help me stand up? So I helped him stand up. I'm not used to this, so we went like that and like that. And eventually he was standing up. I said, what do you want to do now, Merv? And he said, I want to give you a hug. So it was a very nice experience for me, and I hope you enjoy what he says. Don't keep going.
Hello, everybody. Greetings from me to you. It is astonishing that we've lasted 50 years, given all the issues that have been faced and developed in that period. One of the things that has always been notable for me in relation to the association, and that is the question of the persistence that people have shown in order to complete tasks that are offered to them.
Merv, you were saying about, that's persistence, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you were saying earlier that...
But you moved it, you did something to...
No, it just goes out, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter.
Well, have I got anything going on it or not?
Yes, you have, yes. Do you want to just keep going with your next word? Because you've got three main things you want to say.
That's right.
You can say them.
the number of reports written, the number of representations made, the number of seminars and other activities. When you look at the record as displayed by the organising committee and the material that you've all got, it overwhelmingly brings home the persistence required and given in this case. Now my second word is collegiality. One of the things that marks out a profession is ability to be collegial with colleagues. Books and hundreds of books are written about various aspects of social work practice, but one important element lies in collegiality. The care one extends to another within the association, either about some work or about personal development, or about some new initiative that needs to be taken. And I've had some marvellous colleagues in the years that I've been associated with the association. It's great to remember them. And I still see a few of the faces in the audience now looking back at me. Of course, it's ridiculous. I'm not doing that.
You've got good imagination, yeah, though.
Yes.
No, that's fine.
That's still in there.
Yep. Still going strong. You've got one more to do, integrity.
The third thing is integrity, something that is necessary to possess and maintain and work with others. The integrity that needs to be displayed for a client in whatever field of social work a person's in is fundamental, and it leads to some understandings about the role of modern social work in 2050. I think I've said enough. See you later.
I think we'll call the first decade now, and Jane Maidment is the facilitator of the 1964 to 1973 decade.